Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
Whether you want to learn how to transition out of your full-time job into your own business, or you would like to be counseled on career choice, you should meet Paul Ames.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page. Because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have Paul Ames. He is from Perth, Australia. He is a park ranger who is in the midst of transitioning to his own business called Sky's the Limit Career Counseling. So first, Paul, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Lynette. It's a pleasure to be on here and a pleasure to speak to your audience.
I love anything that has to do with careers, career paths, career counseling. So I am super excited to hear what you have to talk about today. Before we start, though, do you have a quote that you brought to share with us?
Yeah, I do actually. This is one that's actually stood pretty firm with me and, you know, really reflected with a lot of things in my life. It's actually, so I've got, take risks. You win, you're happy, or if you lose, you're wiser.
And how can you connect to that?
Well, I found that by stepping out of my comfort zone, and especially with my business, and doing things that I'd be normally afraid of doing, have really achieved amazing results with me. I've really just got things that I never thought I'd get or achieve. And reflecting back, it's really helped me out a lot.
And I know that your passion is helping people uncover their career path. Can you tell everybody what that means?
So basically, I've noticed that most people just work job after job they really don't enjoy. They never really truly understand what their core values are or what really would influence their career satisfaction or fulfillment. I find that's a massive part in people's careers, understanding your core values. For example, people who want something that's environmentally friendly, or an environmentalist wouldn't want to work for BP, for example. So you really need to understand what your core values are and match them up with the job that you're looking for or your career path.
Where did this passion begin for you?
So this began for me in high school, where I was pretty much left just to fend for myself. Never got any guidance or direction in high school. The teachers didn't really seem to care about helping you too much. So as a result, I did just work job after job in my adult years. It just didn't get anything from any of them. I never felt that spark in it. There was no drive or passion motivating me every day. It was just for a paycheck. And then suddenly I started a diploma of counseling, specializing in careers, and absolutely loved it. It's something so out of my zone that I was normally doing, used to doing manual labor sort of work, but I just thrived on it. I love helping people. It's the best thing ever. Yeah, that's what got me started. I really didn't want other people to go through the pitfalls and negative emotions that I went through in this time and in this transition.
You know, I have to say, I think one of the reasons why I'm so interested and into the whole career thing is that I love so many careers. I've done a lot of different things. I did get my real estate license. I went to nail school. I had a karaoke business. I was a teacher for 12 years. I worked at a nuclear power plant for a period of time. I worked at Macy's. I did a lot of different things and I experienced a lot of different things. But I think that's why when people start saying they're not sure what they want to do, they were thinking about going back to school, my ears perk up immediately. And I just love asking them questions to kind of uncover or help them uncover what it is they'd really want to do and then show them the different things that are out there that they could look into. Is that kind of what you do with your clients?
It definitely is. That's definitely a big part of it. People either come to me not knowing at all what they want to do, or they've got so many different ideas, like you're just saying, that they just don't know how to narrow it down. And I help them to narrow it down to something that they're really interested in, usually about two to three options. And then we work out the pros and cons of each one of them and how that would fit into their life or how comfortable they are with pursuing that sort of path.
And what about if you see something for them that they might be good at that they feel is a little bit of a stretch or out of their league? Because I'm sure you deal with that a lot also.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I find that all comes down to their mindset. So that's the first thing I usually help all my clients with. I've noticed that most people come to me lacking in with huge amounts of self-doubt or limiting beliefs. And these are mental barriers that are holding them back in their career. So them thinking that that's too far out of their reach or they're not good enough to do that, it's just a limiting belief that we actually help them work through. And once they get through and break through those barriers, it's amazing the possibilities that open up for them.
What was one of your most amazing stories that you've had with a client?
I actually think it was my very first client I had. So I was still pretty nervous. Like, it was actually through Skype, and it was a client from the eastern states of Australia. I was so nervous to work via Skype, and I myself hadn't worked through a few of my issues. I was like, what if I don't deliver? You know, what if this doesn't work out, or if I don't get a good result for them? But I thought, you know what, I'll try it. And I took her on, and she was an amazing girl. She'd achieved pretty incredible jobs in her life. She'd been an international stock trader with very little experience. She'd got these amazing jobs and done these really high professional roles, but she had self-doubt because English was her second language, and she didn't believe that she spoke very good English. I thought she spoke amazing clear English. She was really, really, really proficient and just a brilliant person, really bright, bubbly person. So we helped her work through that self-doubt that she wasn't good enough to get these jobs, and helped her uncover a path that she really wanted to do. She actually wanted to start her own business, so I helped her transition into getting into a business. I called her back 3 months later and just to check up how she was going, and she's absolutely loving life. She's in her business that she loves. She's out of her job, absolutely loving life. So yeah, I'm really, really happy. That was the best testimony and best results I've ever got. Obviously from my first client as well, it was quite incredible and just reinforced I can do this, and got rid of my own self-doubts and limiting beliefs. And from there, I've just had amazing feedback from people.
Super exciting. That's super exciting. And you know, the thing is too, Paul, that my audience listens to this show to be inspired, to hear what my guests have accomplished, and then to pull out what they can to apply to their own lives. So for you, I mean, right now you're a park ranger and you are transitioning because you have a family. So you're transitioning. You're doing things in a very meticulous, calculated way. You're not taking some reckless leap. You're building your business, and I know you have an online group, and you have a lot of great things going on right now, and you're moving it steadily in the right direction. And then when the time is right, you'll make that changeover. So what kind of challenges or hesitations, though, have you had in that process?
I think the biggest one is you just wish there was, like, I often stay up quite late at night just working on my business because, yeah, obviously with your family, I've got a little girl called Sky. That's how I actually started my business. That's what I named my business after. I found the biggest thing is, just putting in that extra time, just having that drive and motivation. And that's why when you find something you absolutely love, you kind of just, you don't need to spark yourself really hard to do these things. So I don't find it hard staying up late at night because I know that I'm going to achieve this outcome and this result that I really want and the life I really want out of this. So I think that's probably been the biggest obstacle for me, though, is finding time or just managing our time a lot better. For me, I've really had to sit down and I now map out like time management blocks just to ensure I have adequate time with my family and to ensure everyone's aligned in the household. So I actually write up like a little schedule on the fridge where it says, 1 to 2 o'clock business, 3 to 4 family time or picnic or wherever we go, just so we're all aligned. So there's no conflict. We all know where we stand. I found that's a really good way that's helped me manage my time a lot better.
I think that's awesome. I need to do that. I always try to do that. And then I find myself getting so involved in something that I'm doing that I don't follow my schedule, but I need I'm telling you every 2 days I say, I need to get on that schedule because it always gets to be dinner time. We're starving. My husband's on his way home. It's like 7 o'clock at night. And I'm like, just pick sushi up, because I'm doing this. It's crazy. And he understands my line of thinking, but that's just one more reason we call him Poor John.
That's right.
Okay. So let me ask you though, what have you learned about yourself in this process?
Well, for me, that was the biggest one. Like, believe it or not, I was actually a very shy person in high school and even part of my early adult life. So I guess I've learned to believe 100% certainty in myself and what I do. And my confidence from starting a business and having some really, really good coaching myself has really helped me out a lot. So that's been my big obstacle has been self-doubt. I've been just, as I said, to start with, I was like, you know, this is so different to me. What if I didn't deliver my results, or what if I didn't deliver results? So yeah, breaking through those mental barriers myself has been such a big thing. I mean, yeah, it's so surreal to think, reflect on where I started only a year and a half ago. And to see where I am now is really quite incredible. And the amount of things that I've broken through, like my personal barriers, is really incredible.
I am all about life being a process, Paul, and everything that you've talked about, whether it was the fact that you didn't get the guidance that you needed when you were in high school, or the fact that you had to battle through your own self-doubt. That's exactly, all of those things is what you're doing for your clients. And had you not had those experiences, I don't think you'd have the same connection, concern, understanding, and ability to encourage your clients who are typically experiencing all of those same things.
That's right. I definitely feel like that's been a huge process in being able to relate to my clients or genuinely feel the emotion that they're experiencing. It just, yeah, it makes such a big difference, and it's easy to build rapport with them.
Right. Now, I always ask my guests if there's some kind of resource, whether it's a book or internet or an app, that you could recommend to my audience that would help them look further into what you've done, or even a piece of literature of some kind that's inspired you. Do you have something you could recommend?
Yeah, sure do. So the biggest one for me, which is actually a recent book, I've read a lot of really, really good books, but this one's really stood out for me, especially in business and in believing in yourself. A lot of it obviously relates into every part of your life, but it's called Key Person of Influence. It's written by Daniel Priestley, and it's a brilliant book, which just basically helps you, understand how you can become that key authority. Or so, for example, if you're an employee and you really wanted to, you know, stand out or get overlooked for promotions or overlooked for pay rises, this book just really helps to reinforce how you can build yourself up and position yourself in front of these key people in your workforce, or if in business, how you can stand out, how you can become that authority in your business.
Okay, great. So I think people should check that out. Now, listen, here's the deal. This is a express to success round. So very short answers, under 60 seconds. Most important part of the show, though, because I believe in order to actually act, you need to first envision something for yourself. Then you need to explore it. Then you need to execute a plan. So if somebody was to envision themselves creating a business in the way that you did, any kind of coaching, consulting, counseling business like you have done, what do they need to first see for themselves?
First, I really think you need to see what your strengths are and what you're actually passionate about. Obviously, by doing that, there's a few ways that I get people to do that is find out what other people are actually saying that you're really good at. That's a good way to find out your strengths. Also, understanding yourself and basically, if there was nothing stopping you in the world, I actually use a really good tool, which is from my counseling training I've used. If nothing was stopping you in the world, there was no financial blocks or mental blocks, and you woke up tomorrow and a dream had come true, what would you be doing? What would be the business or the career that you would do? Tell me, what would that career look like? Where would you be going? What would you be dressing like? So I just get people to really visualize what they really want. I find that's a really good tool, and I've had some pretty amazing things come out of that with people that were very unexpected.
Such a simple question, and people don't ask it to themselves because, you know why? I think they just don't think that they can fathom that for themselves. They think that would never be a possibility for me to do anything I want. And so they just discount it and don't even consider it.
That's right. Yeah, a big thing is mindset with people. So people either have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset. And a fixed mindset is basically you're self-defeating. You're defeating yourself before you even try, or these ideas might pop up and you go, no, I can't do that. It's just too hard to do that. So they're not even giving them a shot to know. Like, our potential really is unknown in life. Like, nobody really knows what we're capable of. I mean, yeah, like you were saying before, like Oprah Winfrey was fired from her Boston TV show because they said she was too emotional. You know, she didn't have natural talent. She knew what she wanted and pursued relentlessly what she really wanted in life.
Exactly. And I'm a fan of Oprah. So I messaged her twice last week. I haven't heard back yet. I actually called and then I tweeted.
Oh, I hope she gets back to you.
I've been doing the Deepak and Oprah meditation challenge, and you know, Thanksgiving's coming, and she's all about gratitude, and I just thought it would be awesome. But I'm not giving up. I'm going to pursue some conversation with Oprah, not stalk her. I just need her to know what I'm up to. That's all.
I think that sounds brilliant, Lynette. I wouldn't give up. She'll get back to you, I guarantee, if you keep pursuing it.
I'm going to keep pursuing. So, okay, that is a really awesome answer for Envision. So then to explore, once they get this good vision, how do they explore it?
Well, first of all, especially for business, how I was coached along, is basically you obviously want to find out if your niche is going to be profitable or what you want to do is going to be profitable, because obviously without any profit, you don't stay in business for long. So a big thing for that was I actually did a Google search and looked for career coaches, and looking how many pages there are or localized pages helped me ensure that obviously there is a need for that. So I guess just ensure that there's a need and a want for what you actually want to do in your business, so you can sustain yourself and not go under like a lot of businesses do, unfortunately. So that's how I'd research. Also, talking to your local small business development corporation or whatever the small business unit is in your city or your town, that's another good way. Just having, you know, researching there is really, really handy.
Paul, you will really appreciate that. I reached out to a sponsor and I have this great idea. So I was discussing it with them and I was on the phone. They were interested. So we were talking on the phone, and my words to this person were, I said, you know, this all sounds good, but the thing is, I do need to fund my career. And then when I hung up, though, I was laughing. I go, that's how you know you love your job, when you say you need to fund your career. Let me ask you this then. To execute, what would the first step be?
So the first step for me, I'm just going off of what I've done. So basically, after I'd done all the research and figured out that, you know, what I'm going to do is actually profitable and there are other people doing it, not that that should stop you. I mean, as I said, if you do have that, if no one's done what you want to do, don't let that stop you. Just make sure you know, put yourself out there as much as you can. The first one I did was obviously register my ABN, so Australian business number here, but whatever your business number is in any other countries. And then I registered my business name. I didn't start off with the website or anything like that. Obviously, trying to be as lean as possible in a startup business is quite a key element, because you're not having money come in for a little while, or you've got other expenses. So I found that unless it's absolutely necessary, I didn't overexpend on things that I didn't need. That was the first steps I took. And then obviously, you know, reaching out, I did like a lot of marketing. I started off actually working with students. So I'd contact all the high schools, all the principals. Just not being afraid to step out of your comfort zone, that's the biggest thing. I'm thinking, who can I reach out to? Another key point is actually reaching out to other people, other business owners who are in, like, they target the same market as you, but they're not in direct competition as you. These people can really help you grow, and don't be afraid to reach out to them no matter what their success is or what money they're making, because I've had some phenomenal results and I've met some amazing business owners here in Perth and Australia wide just from reaching out to them and, you know, organizing to have a coffee or a chat over Skype. Some of these things have led to great joint venture partnerships with me, which are really taking off right now.
Super exciting. Okay, closing advice for everybody. What do you have?
The best thing, that's probably the two biggest things that I can offer as the best advice, is don't be afraid to reach out to these people regardless of their status, because most of these big business owners are more than happy to meet up with you. They're amazing, inspiring people, and just they've worked hard to get where they want to be, and you can often fast track a lot of your success by learning from them, learning what went wrong with them or the pitfalls that they've experienced, and often avoid these things. And the second thing I'd say is step out of your comfort zone. Do things that are hard. Become familiar with the unknown. Like old saying goes, you know, magic happens when you step out of your comfort zone. It's so true. Amazing things do happen. You just have to stretch yourself regularly on a daily basis. And I try and base myself on taking 3 to 5 action steps a day to help get towards my goal of getting out of my full-time job and into my business full-time. And honestly, I see myself transitioning within the next 3 months.
That's amazing. And I just want to ask you one last question about that, because here you are, and you are in the thick of working both of your jobs to maximum capacity. Do you regret anything right now? How are you feeling about that?
No, I'm really, really happy with my life. I find I'm in a really good spot. As I said, a lot of it can get disheartening at times. Like, there is times when my wife said to me, what if this doesn't work out, or what if this doesn't go to plan? And I said, Jess, I'm going to make this work out. This is what I want. This is the only thing I'm the most passionate about in my life. So I guess it's just having that 100% passion and certainty in what you want to do. Self-drive plays a massive part in your success. I remember a quote my coach said to me a long time ago. He goes, Paul, the only thing that can stop you achieving your dreams and goals is you.
That's right. I mean, you're working so hard at it. I just can't imagine that you wouldn't be successful. You really seem like you're doing it and in a well-planned, smart, steady way with the right intentions and drive. And I really, really wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you, Lynette. And that's been an absolute pleasure. And I hope I've added some value to your audience. I've really loved speaking to you today.
You absolutely have. And I thank you for coming on the show, because I know people are listening and they're saying, well, maybe I could start small. I don't have to take this giant leap out of my job in order to start something new that I'm really interested in.
You definitely don't. Yeah, you can definitely take a small risk and calculated risks like I've done to get where you want to be. Obviously, it's going to take a little bit longer, but you're still going to get there. The end result's still there.
So, Paul, I'm going to go ahead and list your contact information here. Listeners, there will be links in the show notes to contact Paul. But he is at skiesthelimitcareercounseling.com. That's skies as in S-K-Y-E-S. And for email, it is admin@skiesthelimitcareercounseling.com. You can also get in touch with Paul in our private Facebook group, Motivate Me Ultimate Support System. Okay, so Paul, at the end of the show here, I had to go do what listeners can go do today. And I really liked what you were saying about self-doubt. What can they do today to combat some of that self-doubt?
Well, I think the biggest thing is reflecting on what you've done previously in regards to that. So situations where you doubt yourself and go, oh, I'm not good enough for that. Look at things that you have done. Or a big thing in career counseling is looking through your previous achievements, things that you've been proud of, whether that be in your career or your personal life, and looking at them and just going, I've done these incredible things, so I am good enough. I am capable of doing this. There's nothing stopping me. And often, like, I find that reflection is such a big tool in any area of your life. We're all going forward all the time. We just don't sit and look back on the amazing things that we've achieved. And by doing this, you reinforce that you do have the capability to do these things. There is nothing stopping you. And we are all amazing, unique people.
That's right. And listeners, I agree wholeheartedly with everything Paul just said. He's telling you you've accomplished things before. What makes you think you can't accomplish again? So, Paul, thank you so much for coming. Listeners, that's it. Remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.